I've been for a long time given a lot of grace to Chicago. I know it don't seem like it, but I definitely have. I've been given so much grace to Chicago. Let me take a sip of water before I start talking about Chicago. I've been given so much grace to Chicago. You know what? I love you too, AJ. The reason why I've been given so much grace to Chicago is because there's been so much happening everywhere else. In New York, you know, originally, for those of y'all that originally came into this, you know that the original title of this stream was called Oakland. Because I had planned over the weekend, I said, man, Oakland is so bad. They've been doing car run-ins from the police. They've been running into the police. It's been taken. I've been getting so many articles just coming up my live stream, coming up with people been sending to me. Oakland, Oakland, Oakland. So the whole thing was supposed to be about Oakland. And then I get on the internet this morning and I see mass shooting in Chicago, little girl killed. This and that. You mean to tell me it's not a large gathering? It's not a large gathering? So I had to put Oakland on the back burner, maybe tomorrow, depending on how the news go. I had to put Oakland on the back burner. I did. As I said, I can't just keep ignoring what was going on in Chicago. Did y'all know that it was over 40 people shot in Chicago over the weekend just because the weather warmed up? We gonna get there. We gonna get there. Listen, if you a good person in Chicago, if you a good person that's in the metro Chicago area and you have the resources to be able to get out, run. Don't wait on Mayor Brandon Johnson. Don't wait for Lori Lightfoot to come back and do an investigation in Dalton. Run. Run. We'll get there. Let me help y'all to see what was going on over in Chicago and Chi-Town. Y'all keep saying, Anton, why you keep holding Chicago accountable? Well, why y'all keep killing people in Chicago?
Child is dead and several other children and adults are hurt after a mass shooting on Chicago's South Side. Tonight, Fox's Nate Rogers talks with the victim's family about what happened.
Tell me about your 8-year-old niece that passed. The good times, the special memories.
Well, she's my goddaughter. So I was her baptist. I was a godfather. So I still have my picture in my wallet.
I got you. Balloons, candles, and a cross now honor Princess Ariana Molina, dead at 9 years old.
My niece, she got shot in the head right next to me. Before I threw, when I threw myself, then when I turned around to see what happened, when the shots were done, like, I heard she got shot in the head.
It's a pain that cuts deep. An entire family shot hours after celebrating a holy confirmation. Emilio Molina was right there.
I went and tried to help another person, one of my cousins. He got shot in the hand and it went through his ribs too.
The shooting happened near 52nd and Damon around 9:15 Saturday night. Relatives recall hearing at least 50 gunshots. Police responded after a shot spotter alert of 18 rounds. The family was outside about to cut cake.
It was three people. I saw them. I just couldn't distinguish any faces. As soon as I saw people running and throwing themselves, I just threw myself too.
This was not a random act of violence. It was likely gang-related.
We don't have anything to do with gangs. We stay away from them.
Could they have been after some?
Look at the tree behind him, y'all. Look at the tree behind him. They spray painted the tree, family. I remember earlier in the year when I was telling y'all that Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson said that they was not going to renew the shot spotter contract. Well, guess what? Guess how the police was able to respond so quickly to the mass shooting, not large gathering, mass shooting that was happening over there in Chicago, in the south side of Chicago. Shot spotter. So the thing to keep y'all neighborhood safe from crime is the thing that we're going to go against. We're going to remove ShotSpotter. We're going to ask for $70 million more dollars. Think about it, y'all. Come on. See, in order to have these conversations in truth, a lot of times what you have to do is you have to take different articles and different things that we have a conversation about, and we have to say, okay, let's put this together and let's put this together. So what they're doing is they ask Mayor Brandon Johnson is asking aldermen, Illinois, taxpayers for $70 million more for migrants. They said that we're not going to leave nobody behind. They're getting rid of ShotSpotter. They cannot add more precincts or allow for more cops to come on the street. They're cutting the budget because they're adding so much money into things that's not relevant. And little girls and kids and nine-year-olds is getting shot in the head when they go and cut cake. See, being a good mayor or public servant is not just what you didn't do wrong. So you can have a clean background. Listen, I'd rather you have a dirty background and do the thing that's in the best interest of the people than to have a clean background and just completely run the city into the ground. When it comes to you doing your job, I'm going to just be honest with you. When it comes to you doing your job, I don't care what you doing in your household. I have a standard when it comes to the people that I choose to do business with, for example, in my own business, meaning that I may not necessarily do business with you when you're doing this and that, so on and so forth, but I'm not going to prevent you from being able to do your job. I don't necessarily align with the fact that the alphabet community. But guess what? It's some people that I work with in corporate America that is exceptional at their job. And they don't talk about who they sleep with. And they just so happen possibly to be a part of the alphabet community. And the only way that I can do that is based off of assumption. But that's just assumption. That's not something that they talk about. That's not something that they talk about on the job. And so as long as they keep their private business to themselves, do your job. Now, I may not necessarily agree with it, but listen, I'd rather have you doing that job that we're trying to be successful at than somebody based off of diversity, equity, and inclusion that's not good at their job and we just getting them in based off of identity politics. I'd rather have a person that may have a spotty background as far as what they, I don't care if you cheating on your wife and you just so happen to be the mayor of whatever, so on and so forth. Listen, as long as that's not affecting you keeping these neighborhoods safe, then I'm not saying that you should or that you shouldn't have good character and be a great representation of what the city is supposed to be. But what I'm saying is anything is better than what y'all dealing with in Chicago right now. Anything is better than what y'all dealing with in Chicago right now. I mean, good God, Jesus. They're taking away, they asking for $70 million more dollars. They over budget. They spending hundreds of millions of dollars every single month, every single year in the migrant crisis. And you guys can't even keep ShotSpotter in your own neighborhoods. I mean, in an ideal situation, it would be great to have somebody that fits both. That, hey, maybe you are a good representation and you have great optics and you're doing the right thing for the city. But if I got to pick one or the other one, give me the person that's going to do the right thing for the city. If I have to pick, if you're forcing me, if I got two people and you say, hey, man, this person's this man over here, he busting them down for a real one. But then at the same time, he is exceptional at his job and he don't sleep when it comes to doing the greatest job possible. And then this guy over here, he stays in the house and plays video games every day, but he's completely incompetent and he's doing the worst thing for this. Give me the nigga that's busting it down for a real one. I would like to have one that got both, but if you force me to choose one, give me the one that's giving me ShotSpotter over the one that's continuing to give us the migrant crisis.
Body that was at the party.
No. No, it was all family. We don't associate with anybody, so it had nothing to do with us.
9-year-old Ariana was shot in the head and died at the scene. A 1-year-old and 7-year-old were shot twice in the stomach. Police say Jesus. 8 adults were shot as well, men and women between the ages of 19 and 40 years old.
1-year-olds getting shot in the stomach? Good God. Jesus Christ. I feel like I didn't hear that. Let me see something.
1-year-old and 7-year-old were shot twice in the stomach. Police say 8 adults were shot as well, men and women between the ages of 19 and 40 years old. The family now beyond shock. Today outside the home, bullet holes. 1, 2, 3 vehicles with windshields shattered. The head of this Virgin Mary shot as well.
The offender's actions, make no mistake, are horrific and unacceptable in our city.
This is insane.
A 9-year-old girl was shot and killed, and 10 others were hurt during a family gathering on the city's southwest side.
Christine Flores is at Comer Children's Hospital with the details. Christine?
Oh, Larry and Robin, good morning. That shooting brought 4 kids here to Comer Children's Hospital. One of them has since died. That same shooting also injured 7 adults. Our Chicago police say they responded to a shot spotter alert in the 200 block of West 52nd Street in the back of the Yards neighborhood just after 9:15 Saturday night. Now, once on scene, they found several people who had suffered gunshot wounds, 7 adults, 3 of which were critically wounded, and an 8 and 1-year-old boy who were shot multiple times and listed in critical condition, as well as a 9-year-old boy who was listed in good condition after suffering a graze wound to his finger. Now, according to police, the shot spotter picked up 18 rounds fired at the location. Now, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, a 9-year-old girl was shot in the head and rushed to Comer Children's, where she was pronounced dead a short time later. The father identified the girl to the Tribune as Ariana Molina. Walter Butts is pastor of Mount Carmel Children's God of Baptist Church, located just steps from where that shooting happened.
Heartless people who don't think that these are children.
This was not a random act of violence. It was likely gang-related. Regardless of the motivation for this incident, 3 innocent children were struck tonight, and one of them tragically succumbed to her wounds.
And Mayor Brandon Johnson released a statement yesterday sending condolences to the family, but also talking about resources that will be available following this incident. That includes mass canvassing as well as financial support for the impacted family and increased 9th District CPD presence. For now.
That's what I said, Meshi Michonne. I said the same thing.